Good evening. Welcome once again to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles. I'm John Green, your host, and for the next 2 hours, I'll be playing jazz. On tonight's show, some of the musicians include bass player Eddie Gomez with pianist Mark Kramer, the Bruce Foreman Quintet, that's Bruce Foreman the guitarist, Gonzalo Rubalcaba, the Cuban pianist and composer, guitarist Wes Montgomery, the great jazz trio, including the Jones Brothers. We have two featured CDs on tonight's show. First of these, the new one from the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, featuring Wynton Marsalis. This particular recording is dedicated to the work of Rain Shorter, the tenor saxophone player, and you'll hear him playing quite a few of his own pieces on this. Then toward the end of the show, Stan Getz at the Village Gate. This is recently unearthed from 1961 and includes a lot of really great tracks. So, lots of good jazz. Hope you enjoy the show. Mm-hmm. Bass player Eddie Gomez there with Mark Kramer on the piano from their 2006 release on the Art of Life Records label entitled Art of the Heart. And the tunes we heard them play there were, first of all, Smile and Easy to Love. Eddie Gomez and Mark Kramer. Well, we're just getting Night Train underway for another week here on KRVS. Let's listen to the first of our featured CDs now. This is a brand new one from the Jazz at Rincon Center Orchestra, recorded very recently. Well, it was recorded in 2015 and just recently released on the Blue Engine Records label. It features the music of Wayne Shorter, and that is indeed the title of the CD.
Thank you. Thank you.
the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, led by Wynton Marsalis, and of course he's also on the trumpet on some of these numbers. The tunes that we heard were first Yes or No, Diana, Hammerhead, and then Contemplation. And Wayne Shorter played solo on that last one. With him on some of the others were Wynton Marsalis, as I said, on the trumpet, Dan Nimmer on the piano, and Vincent Gardner on the trombone, Sherman Irby on the alto saxophone. Wayne Shorter played the tenor sax and the soprano sax on some of those numbers. All of the music on this CD was written by Wayne Shorter, I think with one exception. That's the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, a brand new 2-CD set featuring the music of Wayne Shorter, and we will play some tracks from the second of those CDs in the very near future. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles, and I'm John Green, your host. Up next, the Bruce Forman Quartet. Thank you. Bruce Foreman on the guitar. He was backed by Billy Childs on the piano, Jeff Carney on the bass, and Eddie Marshall on the drums. That was taken from a 1989 Concord Jazz release called The Bruce Foreman Quartet, Pardon Me. The tune we heard, of course, was I Hear a Rhapsody. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles, and I'm John Green, your host. Now, pianist Gonzalo Rubalcaba.